Monday share known base.
So we signed thesis. The thesis was learning that the suffix of the Gemara is Imtim Tzaloima Tokfo Echot Befoneinu En Moitzi Moiso Miyodo Hikdisho Beloi Tokfo Mau. What is the suffix of Hikdisho Beloi Tokfo? So Tesis learns, he's speaking about Shtai Moizim Betalis. Right, Shtai Moizim Betalis. And one of them, the halacha is yachloiku, and one of them is magdish de talis, shtayim moichzim betalis, and one of them is magdish de talis. And the shaila is, if we say shtike koidoy or shtike lav koidoy, we have shtayim moichzim betalis. One of them is Magdish the whole talis. Then the Gizbor comes, the guy yells, but the guy was quiet b'shas de'akdoshe. So while the guy was quiet b'shas de'akdoshe, the shaila is if he's maskim or he's not maskim. Why is Pun carrying on holding it if he's maskim? Basically, nish genoim. But the shaila is, if the guy is masking the fact that he's quiet, b'shas de'akdoshe, is o idoas ba'aldin, that the talis belongs to the magdish, or is no idoas ba'aldin? Again, someone asked me, as the white take, if he's masking, so leave go. Why is vayta holding? So idoas ba'aldin. Shein ha'or, v'ezish genoi. But b'kol mekoyim, the shaila is if we see o idoas ba'aldin, or we don't see o idoas ba'aldin. This is the suffix of the Gemara Alibe de Tesfis. And we mentioned yesterday, just to make it clear, that the Ritva Yeshonim Shtels, so Be'ezim the suffix is Lav Dabke B'Shosak V'Masayiv Tzobach. Even B'Shosak Mitchile V'Etzoyiv. The Shaila is if people yell only when someone grabs, or even if someone is Magdish. And what is the Tzad? Fuck up, I hold it's not yours. You could be Magdish B'Smogon. Why I have to yell? So that's the suffix of the Gemara. One side is, you have to yell. If a guy is Magdish, you have to yell. He's doing Kilu, it's his. I know he can't be Magdish, double Sheina Shaloi, Sheina Bershu. So why I have to yell? Why I have to talk Michlal? Not Misyaches. I don't respond to his yelling. So he was Magdish, Machpatli. So Be'ezim, the suffix didn't have to be Dafka B'Shasak B'Sef Tzamach. The suffix could be. The Yisoyna suffix, if he takes this, is when someone grabs, I have to yell. And if I don't yell, it's a raya that it's mine. Don't see the sugya. Shasak B'Sef Tzamach. Ein Moitzim Yodek. And the suffix of the Gemara is B'Shas De'ak Doshe. This is the tzus of the Shmaisa Alibi the Tesis. We'll need it later. When Medayik that in Rashi is Mashma Nishtazay, Rashi never mentioned the word. We'll get back to that. But before we go weiter, the Ktzoysa Choshen and Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Yesh Yud Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, brings down a machlekes. We know that Aloha is a person cannot be Magdish Dovo She'eino Birshusoy. Not only Dovo She'eino Shaloi, Dovo She'eino Birshusoy, you also cannot be Magdish. The Hainu, I can't be Magdish someone else's house. But even my things, if a ganif takes it away from me, even that it's mine, but it's einu birshusi, it's einu bishlitosi, ish ki yagdish is beisoy, ma beisoy shaloi, afkol shaloi, ma beisoy birshusoy, afkol birshusoy. What would be if the ganif tells me, listen, I stole it, I'm planning to give it back. He stole it, but he's planning to give it back. And I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, the ganif said he's giving it back, hareini, I'm giving it to Hashem. You lost something, a dish that is worth $1 million, comes up by a ganav, I stole it, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'schar that he was, give it back to me, I magdish it, harei mukdoshim l'shomayim. Zog diktzois, that now if the ganav is asking to give it back, it's called birshusay. It's called birshusay. He brings down from the Balamor. ומגזן רוצה להחזיר הגזילה נראה דהוד הרב לפיקודל ויכולים הביילים להקנויסי ולהקדיש וכי נראה מדברי הבעל המויר בפרק של שנוגח ד' ו-ה' ומי הוא? הרמב"ן בספר המלחמס כוסף that even if the ganav wants to give it back you cannot be magdish it while the ganav has kinyon exeile so that kinyon exeile that the ganav has makes it einoy birshusoy and even if the ganav is masking to give it back it's me'akev if the bailim to be magdish. Lefi de Baal HaMoir is only because the Ganav doesn't want to give it back. In the minute he wants to give it back, it's good. And lefi de Ramban, even if the Ganav wants to give it back, Vali has what is called Kinyon Exele. Kinyon Exele means that if later is Yush, it's going to be Yush. If it gets lost, he has to give a new one. So the Kinyon Exele give up a schus to the Ganav, and Vali Kinyon Gneve give up a schus to the Ganav, the Ganav cannot, the Bailim cannot be magnished. Zog the Ktsois and Rab Kiva Eiger in our thesis is mevur like the Baal HaMoir. Thesis asks a kasha. What is the pshat in the sugya? We said Shtayim Boichs in Metallis and one of them was Magdish. The shal, if I have to make a mechor, I don't have to make a mechor. If I have to make a mechor, since I do as Baal Din that it's mine and bemele the Hegdish is chal. If I don't have to make a mechor, it's no I do as Baal Din, so the Hegdish is not chal. But on the tzad that it's oido is Baal Din, the Hegdish is chal. Frek teisves, aber it's eino birshusay. Enfer teisves, val is maskim, oido is Baal Din, it's like a pikon. This is the teisves by us. ולידו מנגרוז על מסיעה שהוא הבאי עם נשתיים יכולים להקדיש זה לפי שאינו שלוי וזה לפי שאינו בשוסוי דקייבן דאוי דילי הווה לי כפיקודן שיש לו ביד אחרי זוג דקצויס אבל זה כניון אקזילה he didn't give it back ופריקם את המציעים לא הקדישו מה בעצם וקוספו הטייספס לא יהיו את ההווה לי כפיקודן ומשמע דסביר לי להטייספס דקזילה נמי כי הדאוסם השניים אוי זה מטל זה מקולה שלי כי אוי דילי הוד הרב לי כמו פיקודן ולנדס הרמב"ן דסביר לי אפילו רואי צלה להחזיר כיוון שכבר בגזילה תחס יודו it's a gzile in his hands אינו יוכל להקדיש because זה קניון גזילה ומילה you can't learn like this ומילה זוג דקצוי so what is the פשט in the סוגיה זוג דקצוי זה פשט aber der Kzeis ist stelling that lechura in der Gemara is muchach that in Tesis is muchach like the Baal HaMoir because Tesis is learning again Rashi will in the whole suge different aber in Tesis we're learning now the shayla is when I magdish is a idoas Baal Din that is mine when does Baal Din that it's mine oi dilme no idoas Baal Din but on the side of the idoas Baal Din the Hegdash is chal frek Tesis a kashe how it's chal is eina birshusoy I'm a pikotin because the guy is masking it's like a pikotin This is good if the Baal HaMoir, but when the Gazan wants to give it back, it's good. But if the Ramban is Kinyon Exele, here's also a Gazlan. When Steinberg is in Metallis, every guy was stealing, and the tzad that one guy owns it, the other guy that picked up, he's a Ganav and the Chatzi of the Talis. And Tesis says that if he's masking to give it back, it's like a Pikodin, and the Melech could be Magnishit. Zog the Ktzeis in Abkime Eger, and Tesis is Muchach, as if the Baal HaMoir. And Mele, he doesn't have a pshat how the Ramban will learn the sugi. A pshat, and I'm saying over the pshat, yeah? Vaich, vaich. It doesn't go for the whole sugi here. And Mashus, it must go on, and Taki doesn't work. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel. I saw here in the bottom that Taki printed it here in the Agos. I don't know when I see the Egoes and the Ktsois, I have a Chlish Sadas. I had a friend, we learned together in Yeshiva. He told me he has an idea, he'll make a new Ktsois with Egoes in the bottom. He said, but he doesn't know people to help him. He said, if you help me, you'll have 50% of the Schusim forever. I said, you will never be Matzliach. And I said, this is the Ktsois and I have the Miluim and the Sivas. He did it, and I love, if you're just not, I don't know, if someone comes over to you, I have a good idea, say yes. Say yes, I could have had 50% of the schusim. He wanted to give me Saibay Lom, Azoy Saibay Lom Abay, yeah? But he had of the Elo Habay, he had of the Elo Habay. Mikol Mekoyim, he brings down the Dibri Yecheskel. Zog the Dibri Yecheskel, Pashtus you learn, the Balamor learns the Eina Bershusoi because the Ganef doesn't want to give it. He's disturbing, he's bothering. And the minute that he says that he's with us, there's no Chisan of Eina Bershusoi. And the Ramban is a Lombus. The Eina Bershusoi because the Ganef has Kinyon. So to the V'yecheskel, the Ramban is also Moide that even without Kinyon Exeile, it's also Eina Bershusoi because the Ganef is disturbing. Just the Ramban learns it's not only because the Ganef doesn't want, because he's disturbing, he's trying to disappear. It's also a lomda she'eino b'rshusoi, because he has his fingers stuck in, he has the kinyonik neve. But he's masking also to the balabatish of pshat of the balamoyer. Again, bashkofer isha, you know, the balamoyer learns balabatish, it's eino b'rshusoi because the ganef is a disturber. He doesn't want to let us, he's disturbing, he will never let us to get it, he will run away with it. And the minute that he says that he's here, it's already b'rshusoi. And the Ramban learns it's a lomdus, it's the kinyonik zeil. So to the Vyacheska, the Ramban is also moided to the balamoyer. That is also in a b'shusim and mitzias. The guy is running away with it. But even if the guy is masking to give it, there's another chisaron, a lomda shel chisaron of kinyan exil. So k'tarazeh. No. B'shtay moizim b'talis, and the tzad that one guy picked up the talis himself, and the other guy hanged on. Shlepzach. Yeah? The other guy hold on to the talis. The first guy is really holding on to the talis. The second guy put his hands up. Like the Divya Cheskel, the first guy picked up the talis, the second guy put it in his hands, right? The second guy has Kinyon Exela. So the second guy has Kinyon Exela. If I hold a chayfet, it's already by me, and a guy also puts his hands, it's a Kinyon. If you want to makne something to someone, how you do it? You want to makne, right? You give the yarmulke to the Eidim, you have to leave go, and they have to pick it up. But if you don't leave go, it's Nishkin Kinyon. So if the first guy picked it up, and the second guy put his hands on, the second guy has Kinyon Exela? For sure. The second guy, I never left it. He just also put on his hands. I picked it up first, and then the second guy put on his hands. The second guy has Kinyon Exela? Where's the Kinyon? If I'm holding a talis like this, and the guy puts on his hands, it becomes a ganef. He wants to steal, but he didn't steal. He doesn't have Kinyon Exela. Here, when the guy is moided that he's a ganef, that I picked it up, he doesn't have kinyan exele. So why it was Eina B'rshusoi before he was moided? Only because he was trying to steal, he was trying to disturb. Of a kinyan exele he never had. So now that he's masking to give it back, I could be magdish. Why? Kinyan exele he doesn't have. So we only have the probe if the balamoyer, but he's masking to give back. This is the Divya Cheskel. But mele by us, Zok Tesis, it's Eina Bershusoi. So when Tesis was asking that by us it's Eina Bershusoi, he was only handling the other Eina Bershusoi, the Eina Bershusoi from the Balamoyer. He was not handling the Eina Bershusoi of the Ramban. Here is no Kinyon Exela. So here the only Eina Bershusoi was the Balamoyer. Zokta, if he's masking to give it back, remember it's Bershusoi. So it's no raya from Tesis that he's holding like the Balamoyer. Even if you learn the sugi like the Ramban, that a normal Eina Bershusoi is mitzadik in Yonek Zeile, even if a normal Eina Bershusoi is mitzadik in Yonek Zeile, here it's not mitzadik in Yonek Zeile. Because here is no Kinyonek Zeile. Now the guy just put out his hands. The Eina Bershusoi is the guy is disturbing. And the minute that he's masking to give it back, it's not disturbing. This is the tale of the Divya Cheskel and the Chazanish. It's a glatte tale. The Maril Diskin said another teretz of the Ramban. Don't ask me from the Divya Cheskel, because if you do the Divya Cheskel, we don't have a kasha. So don't mention again the Divya Cheskel when I'm saying the Maril Diskin. You understand in a second what I mean. Zog the Maril Diskin, I don't understand Tesis kasha. When a guy decides to give it back, so the Balamor says it's good, the guy is not planning to disturb anymore, and the Ramban says, Voskem Menton, he has Kinyon Exele. Voskem Menton, he has Kinyon Exele, right? But when Shtayim Oyz in Metallis, and I tell you I want to give it back, and that moment it's back in your hands already. So it's no more Kinyon Exele. I gave it back to you. It's in your hands. What else I have to do? It's back. He asked me how is koyin when two people holding. We don't know the Divya Cheskel that you're not koyin when two people holding together. If you know the Divya Cheskel, so the second guy was never koyin. We're going now without the shaila that you can't be koyne when two people holding together. If you hold like that, so the whole kasha never started. Abalam is saying you could koyne when two people holding together. Steinberg is in the talis. We said everyone is holding the whole talis. One guy's made it, says it's not mine. So who's holding the talis now? The owner. So I gave it back. So it's not kinyan exeder. What's with the ksais? The Ramban spoke about a guy that stole the cow and ran away and he put it in his house. I meet him in the street. He says, you know what? I made it. I took your dish. I said, Areyu Lashomayim. Too bad. He has kinyan exeder. Till he gives it back to me, I can't be magdish it. Here it's back. It's in my hands. Why is holding on? I said, why, if he's moida, why is holding? Fuck, he doesn't want to get dirty. It's a lange talis, you know, a huge talis. And they stole it together, now I'm moida. I'm making a favor, I'm just letting the guy, you know, till he takes it to his house. Well, I'll drop it right away, get dirty. It's mud outside. Yeah? So I feel so bad. I'm holding on, I'll walk with him to the house. Up a bed, it's back in his hands, look, the Magen Diskin. No.
Maybe that's why it says
Adikasha. No, the Kasha doesn't start. Even if the Ramban is no chisol of kinyan exele. Because he's holding an amoide, the mele, he became a baidim. The Velt says that the Tazan of Adiskin is Azay MS. Why the Ktseis didn't think about it? Because Loshana Tesis is not so gishmak. Tesis says, why the first person could be magnishit? The Legora Mipikod. It's not Legora Mipikod, it's backed by him. Tesis says, mashma, that it stays by the other person, but Val is masking, the Melech could be magnishit. Fidimar Diskin, it's much more from that. Val is Moide. Val is Moide. The mele is my hoitoy, makes it back to him. Let me get invited to the gemara. So we had a suffix, and we'll try the pshat. It's a very gishmaki sugi. If you get the beginning of the pshat glat, the whole sugi here is one. It's one of the big sugis in Shas. It's a lot of chalokim, tfises. But first we'll start with the pshat. Hopefully, we'll bless Hashem. We'll have the siyata dishmaya. So we had this suffix is. Tokfoy ein moitzi miyodoy shasach b'soif tzovach ein moitzi mitzidu az baldin zog teisves. The guy was quiet. He's moide that it's mine. The guy b'shtay moizim betalis. The suffering with the Gemara is if he doesn't do it with a grab, he does it with a hegdesh. If it's also idu az baldin, so lefit teisves. What is the suffix of the Gemara? In tim tzeloimar, in one line, the suffix is. And the whole sugyan davov lefitesis is when Steinberg is in metalis and one guy grabs. Shosach v'sev tzovach. The shayla is the fact that he was quiet, it's idoas baldin that it's mine when I grab, or is no idoas baldin. Kochozu l'rabonon. Does it a suffix of the Gemara? If it's a Idoas Baldin, so when I grab the talis, Shimon grabs from Reuven, it becomes Shimon Idoas Baldin. If it's not Idoas Baldin, it stays Shtayim Moichzim. Suffix the Gemara, instead of Shimon grabbing, he was Magdishit. The fact that Reuven was quiet, that a riot belongs to Shimon, or it's not a riot. So what is the suffix is? And talk for the suffix is if my tkife and you keep quiet, it's Idoas Baldin. And then Akadosha, what is the suffix? If you keep quiet, if it's Idoas Baldin. So doesn't the suffix of the Gemara. Nahainu. If my tkife makes Idoas Baldin, in tim tzoloima that my tkife makes Idoas Baldin, maybe only when I do a grab is Idoas Baldin. When I do a maisa Akadosha, it's no Idoas Baldin. Doesn't the suffix of the Gemara. Very light. We said the reason we don't want to learn like this in Rashi because there's no Rashi. To say such a pshat, Rashi had to say something. That when he's Magdish, the guy had to keep quiet, it's a riot, and he's Maida. Rashi never mentioned it. About we're leaving this. We know that Tesis learns like this pshat in the Sugya, and we don't know exactly what Rashi learns. Maskim, we'll start to see the next piece of the Gemara. Toshma, Ahumi Susa. It was a merchetz, and the Gemara taught that it's like a bucket, like, you know, not something connected to the floor. The maskana, the Gemara says, it was on the floor, but now the Gemara learns like a big bat that's from plastic. Is that? They have a mincha on a beitre, hayom adidiu vehayom adidiu. So what is the halacha when two people are fighting in it? What has to be the halacha? So what is the halacha? It's a bat. Teisvah says a pshat called the Alim Gvar. A modne pshat from Teisvah. A modne pshat from Teisvah have called the Alim Gvar. The Ainu Teisvah says maimi that no one was holding it. Because if it's holding the aloch, it's yachloiku. Yeah, we learned that base. Teisvah says maimi that they're not uchzokim. And the shito, sorry. And Baba Basra, the Belay Muchzokim, you do call the Alim Gvar. This is the way Teisvah says maimi the sugya, we call the Alim Gvar. Rashi, it's not Maimi the Suge because the Alim Gvar. Rashi Mistom is Maimi the Suge. Both of them are holding. You hear David? Rashi is Maimi the Suge. They're holding in Yechloiku. How I know that Rashi says Yechloiku? I don't need a Rashi. If Rashi doesn't say it, it stays Yechloiku. We learn Yechloiku till now in Talis. Ahudah Amin Salom. Mistom is the same thing. Lemaisa Bor Hashem Mizrechet Ritva Yeshonim. He brings down two pshotim. One pshat beloy oichzim called the alim. This is the way Taisus will learn. And Rashi's pshat yachloiku. Till he asks the kasha, frekter hazeh, kom chad minayu agdesho. One of them was magdeshet. Parshim min rabchanine veravoyshe vekul rabon. They didn't know what is the aloche. V'omo le ravoyshe le rabbe ki azdes kamei de rabchizde le kfafri boye minay asim. Frekter ritvo bishneim if it's called the alim var. As a suffix, if one guy could be Magdish, or one guy cannot. But if it's Yachloiku, his half, for sure he could be Magdish. So anyway, Rabbanon have to be Poirish. As if like the Ritva and the Pshat of Yachloiku. The Ritva brings down two Pshatim in the Sugi. One Pshat called the Alim, one Pshat Yachloiku. I'm telling you, Rashi is Yachloiku, Taisus is called the Alim. We'll explain it later how I know. As I know. Taisus says called the Alim, Rashi says Yachloiku. Frag the Ritva and the Pshat of Yachloiku. What is the whole Shaila that went to ask if the Hekdesh is Chal or not? A half for sure the Hekdesh is Chal. This is the Ritva we mentioned yesterday that holds that for sure in his half it's Chal. So that Chumasakri says even in his half maybe it's not Chal. It's Mechusar Gubanya. And the answer is that if it's Yachloiku, so it's Shutfim. So when a Shutf is Magdish, the other Shutf is allowed to use it. It's Breire, that when he's using, he's not using his Chelek. So Rabbanan couldn't come to visit by Yenem. Lo meshaneh, we have two Pshotim, called the Alim and Yachloiku. So what is the Shaila of the Sugya Be'etzim or not? If that one of them went and is Magdish, if the Hegdish was Chal or not, Rabbanan Misofik was scared to walk in, maybe the Hegdish is Chal, and you can't go in? What is the case? Interesting in Rashi. Sofik Bchoyres, if it's a behema, you don't know if she had a baby before or not. Now she has a little baby, you don't know if it's Bchor. What is Sofik Bchoy Odom? Kigoin, the mother had a polo. She had a nafel. You're not so sure if it's a real nafel or it's a ruach. Why Rashi doesn't say the mother is not so sure if she had a baby before or not? That's this, because mothers know. So no problem. The behemoth, we don't know what happened. But the matish. And if something comes out, we check it. We open it and we check it and we play with it. A person has a nafel, we don't check it. We right away be koyver it. So by the Odom, the shaila is, we don't know what it was. By behemoth, we just don't know pshat. Pshat, yeah. המויצים מחבר אל עבריי כסל כדאי תוך בין אם ביד ישראל אבי כהן המויצים מחבר אל עבריי ואם תוקפו כהן ושוסק ישראל והוד הר צובח הרי ישראל מויצים מחבר וטוני אלו אסורים בגיזה ועבוידו סופק בחור אז אוסו בגיזה ועבוידו ואוכד הוא אמר תוקפו כהן אין מויצים מויצים מיודו אידיק טוני המויצים מחבר אל עבריי the כהן has a right to hold on to it וחילוי תוקפו אסורים בגיזה ועבוידו כמו לגמורי וואנס. This is the Gemara that we had. We had a Shaila, two people were fighting. We'll take the case divided of Taisvis. Ahumisusa, he says it's his, he says it's his, called the Alim Gvar. One of them is Magdishet. Shaila is if the Hegdish is Chal or the Hegdish is not Chal. So you have a Raya, you have a Sofik Pchoyer. You don't know if it's Kodesh or not. So the Aloch is the Yisrael leaves it in his field. Are we not allowed to do Gizah Ba'avoda? Sofik Yisrael. Now the Gemara understands, the halacha is if the Kohen chaps it, and Moitzim Chaber El Avarai, this is the halacha talk for Kohen, Tfisa helps us fake us. We'll get to that, this is the whole sugi before Atzmo, if the Kohen could chap. shading more. So we see that the coin can chop. So b'meile, it's also begins with avayda. So b'meile, the person here could be magdish. What is the shaychus? The coin is magdish. The b'chol is kodesh meilo. Kodesh meilo. The Gemara never had a tzad for a second. The coin has to magdish it. So what the Gemara wants? What the Gemara wants? What is the tushlim? By us, we have a kol de'al in gvar. They're fighting on a bat. Who owns it? One of them is magdish. We have a suffix if the chaloy is hegdish is chal or not. So the Gemara, I have a raya from misusa. What is the raya from misusa? I have a raya from suffix b'chol. Person has a b'chol. You're not sure if it's kodesh or not. Halacha is misafik, it's also. And here the kohen could chap. So we see that it's kodesh. So here also, the guy could be magdish. What is the tushta? Zog the ritva yeshonim. And everyone agrees in the Rishonim. The Gemara understood like this. Avade unavade unavade, the kohen does not magdish the gizeh ve'avoyta. But the Gemara understands that the Isur Pchoiro is a toilodo, is a toilode from the Dinei Koyen. It's Matnes Kehuna. If it belongs to the Koyen, it's also Begizeh Ve'avoida. If you machria that it belongs to the Yisrael, it can be also Begizeh Ve'avoida. Because the Isurim and the Momenes are tied together. It's not Stam Osu. Why it's Osu? It's Osu because it's Momen Koyen. So now it's a Momen Nezach. You have a Sofek Koyen. And the Halacha is, you leave it by the Yisrael, but it's Osu Begizeh Ve'avoida. Vaistois, you know why it's Osu Begizeh Ve'avoida? This is the line that we have to understand. This is the line. Val the Koyen has a schus to make a tfise. So it's not mamish belongs to the Yisrael. V'horai the Koyen ketchap. So it's enough considered Momen Koyen that the Kedusha will be chal. This is the Sugya Epchoy. This is the Sugya Epchoy. Again. Lo Yetzir it's Momen Yisrael. Lo Yetzir it's Momen Yisrael. There's no Kedusha. If it's Momen Koyen, for sure it's Kedusha. Here the Halacha is we leave it by the Yisrael. We leave it by the Yisrael. But it's also Begizeh Ve'avoida. The Gemara understands why. Val the Koyen has a schus to chap. Val the Koyen has a schus to chap. Val the Koyen has a schus to chap. So b'meile it's considered a shtikale Momen Koyen. And b'meile the Isur Gizeh Ve'avoida is chap. I'm saying what it says. I'm saying what the Gemara learns. What the Gemara learns. The Gemara understands why is the Kedusha Zog the Ritva? Val the Koyen has a schus, b'meile the Isur is chal. Val the Koyen has a schus, b'meile the Isur is chal. If the Koyen will not have a schus, the Isur will not be chal. B'meile, stelt sich zu de Gemara, the same thing in Ahu Misusa. Why I have a koyach to be magdish this bat? While I have a koyach to be toikif it? While I have a koyach to be toikif it? While I have a koyach to be toikif? So b'meile, you're right that I was not toikif it yet. But while I have a koyach to be toikif it, b'meile I could be magdish it now. This is the tzushtel of the Gemara and Pshat. Again, we have Ahu Misusa that the halacha is called the alim gvar. The halacha is called the alim gvar. Now one of them was magdish it. Clears the Gemara, if he has a koyach to be magdish, or he doesn't have a koyach to be magdish. Zog the Gemara, what is the Shaila? Lemaisa now, it belongs to the other person. I can't be magdish something that belongs to someone else. But I have a koyach to be choytef. That koyach to be choytef gives me a koyach to make a maisa akdosha or not. Zog the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya. Sofek p'chol. The Isurim atonu ye the dinei kehuna. Why the Isurim achal? Val the koyen as a koyach to be choytef, b'mele the kedusha is chal. And to the Gemara, no, shayni p'chol kedusha bo me'eleo, it's not tolu ye the koyach of the koyen. The Isurim achal, even without the koyach of the koyen. But this is the tzushtel of the Gemara, alibe de kule alme. Alibe de kule alme. I'm saying again, alibe de kule alme. Every Rishon later will see in his Kneichim and his Nuschos. But the Noise, the Holechielech of the Suge is, and Misuse, we have called the Alingvar, one of them wants to be Magdish. Later the Gemara will ask, but it's Einu Bershusa. But now the Gemara discussing, I have a right that I can't be Magdish Yu Yamike, I only can Magdish my own. Here is something very interesting. It's not mine, but I have a potential to grab it. It's enough. Now, I didn't grab it. I magnish it. It's enough mine to be magnish or not. Something that is mine, I could be magnish. Something that is mine, I could be magnish. Something that is not mine, I can't be magnish. This thing is potential mine. If I grab it, it becomes mine. I could be magnish or not. I have a grab to grab. If I decide to grab, no one can stop me. So I could be magnish or not. It's already mine or not. I said the Gemara will ask later, Einu B'Shusa. So it's no sign. But now I'm not discussing Einu B'Shusa, I'm discussing Einu Shaloi. I have a koyach to be magnished or not. Zog the Gemara, if you tell me that potential is not enough bailim, so why this also begizah ve'avoido? And it's only also begizah ve'avoido if it's mom and koyen. It's only also begizah ve'avoido if it's mom and koyen. It's not mom and koyin, you leave it with the Yisrael. But the Gemara understood, while the koyin has potential, it's enough. This is the glat of tzursa d'shmaisa. I'm saying again, all of the Rishonim, kimat, all of them learn like that. So what is the noise? The noise is, if potential grabbing, that I have a koyach to get it, to grab it, it's enough bailes to give me a koyach to be magdish or not. That was the sofek in Ahumi Susa, and that the Gemara shtel tzu from Tokfa Koyen. The Gemara says, no, dear, the reason the Kedusha is chal, it's not toli mamish hobeho. It's not mamish toli hobeho. Till here, it's glad. Now, I'm asking you a shayla. So the noise here is, if that potential koyach is enough bailis to be magdish or not. I'm asking, is shaykhis to shtiki koyidor or not? And the sugi here, the noise is shaykhis to shtiki koyidor or not? Michal. Now, I'll prove to you not. The bailim that has the pchor born in his shevet, when he will do a mechor, and what he will do a mechor, he doesn't know if it's a pchor or not. He has a reason to make a mechor. Our sugi is no shaykhis to mechor. What is the point to make a mechor? When he will do the mechor, when it's born. What is shaykhis? Here the shayla is: Val the koyach has a koyin has a koyach tichab. That koyach gives the koyin a salt bailis, but maybe the kedusha will be chal me'ela, but not. And the same thing here. Val I could chap as kol the alim, if I could make the kedusha, is a shaykhis the shtiki koyidor? No shaykhis. Ask him. Ask him. No shaykhis. Aber azay. What is the raya to our sugya? Our sugya was shtayim oichzim betalis. One of them grabbed it, and the other guy was quiet. Was a duas baldin. One of them was magdishit. What was the shayla in our sugya? The fitaisus. What was the shayla in our sugya? Shtayim oichzim betalis. If one grabbed, shtiki koidor. If one was magdish, what was the shayla in shtayim oichzim? What? If it tastes, what is the shayla? What? I was magdish, so what is the shayla? What? Shtiki koidor. If I grabbed it, lekul alme shtiki koidor. If I was magdish, suffolk if it's shtiki koidor. Mask him? What is the tzushtel from Bchoir? What is the tzushtel from Misusa? There is no shayla legabe Hoidas Baldir. No shaykhs. Two different sugyas. What are the shaykhs? Why is that mamishvel? No shaykhs at all. Again, and I will explain. I want to explain it soon, but I will explain it now because you're not understanding. Let me explain. In our sugya, the guy has a koyach to chap. B'shtayim oichzim betalis. He has a right to chap. You allowed to chap b'shtayim oichzim? Or you have to do yachloiku? B'shtayim, what do you have to do? Yachloiku or you allowed to chap? Yachloiku. I don't know. If you're quiet, as you do as baldin, I don't have a koyach. In our sugya, it's not sad that I have a koyach to chap. I don't have a koyach. What is the aloch in our sugya? What is the aloch in our sugya? Yachloiku. What is the suffix? If I was chapping, maybe you moide. If I'm magdish, maybe you moide. Atkan our sugya. The second sugya is not shtayim oichzim betalis. It's called the alingvar. I have a right to chap. And b'choir, it's a suffix. I have a right to chap. The shail is, my right gives me koyach to be magdish or not? Two separate sugyas. No shaykhs one to each other. And I'm saying now, Shetin Marsho, Ma'am Shif, and Tesis Dibura Masri Vigdisho, and the last line. Marsho and Ma'am Shif and Ma'adure Basre, and Tesis Dibura Masri Vigdisho. Our sugya, yeah, in our sugya, the sugya before, no shaykhs at all. Till Tesis will ask, and Dibura Masri Vigdisho, in the last line, what is the tzushtal to of the sugyas? And he will answer that Eina Chanami is no tzushta. Just the Gemara now is learning a whole different sugya. He is now learning a whole different sugya. The Gemara is now learning a whole sugya. What is the new sugya that the Gemara is learning? If a koyach to grab is enough bailis to be magdish or not. And on that the Gemara brings a raya from Tokfa Koyach. And the Gemara is doiche, Kedusha Bomer Leo Shaini. In the end, the Gemara will ask, I hear. Aber Lemaise, the guy was quiet. What happened to the Das Baldin? Aber Deweil, we're going to learn a whole different sugya. Our sugya is, Tkifes, Shtiki Koidoe. Hey, Shtiki Koidoe. In our sugya. Sofik is, if in Akdoshe, it's also Shtiki Koidoe. Or in Akdoshe, it's no Shtiki Koidoe. Atkan our sugya. So. Now the Gemara brings Toshma. She starts to learn a sugya. If a guy has a koyach to grab, it's enough koyach to be magdish or not. Kol the Alim has a koyach to grab, koyach to be magdish. Koyan has a koyach to grab, Bemele has a moment koyan, Bemele the Yisuri Machal. And the Gemara is learning. Zokta, lemaise, you're supposed to be shtiki koydoy. That's it, it's a raya that we don't say shtiki koydoy. It's a raya that we don't say shtiki koydoy. And we'll argue about it a lot, if you could tushtel it or not. This is the way Tesis is learning the sugya. How we know it's the way Tesis is learning the sugya? First, because Azeidos. But more from that. You see, it's two big Tesisim here. And the first sugya, he explains what is the suffix if shtiki koidoe or shtiki lav koidoe. Right? This is dibur ha-masril ikdisha. Then is the dibur ha-masril vohoche. He explains the next suffix of the Gemara. If a koyach tkife gives you a koyach to be magdish or not, we'll have to learn the tesis inside. I'm telling you, all different halakim, what is the avana in the tesis? Oh, but tesis has to explain sugya A, and he has to explain sugya B. And then he says, what is the tzushtel? Einachanami, there's no tzushtel. Only in the end, we'll have a shayle. You're right that the sugya B is a whole different shayle. Aber the maizah was a shtike, so from das is a raya. Aber the holach yelech of the sugya, nainu, from tokvekoyen is no raya to our sugya. From tokvekoyen is a raya that koyach tfise gives bailes. The mele it's chal on the koyen. The mele it's mom and koyen, the mele the kedusha is chal. The mele tokvekoyen, the guy is a koyach to tokev, and misusa ikim magdish. But in the end of the sugya, the ma'ase, the guy was quiet, and Nahum is susa. So it's a right, there's no idos ba'albin. This is the susa, the shmaise, lefi tesis. Again, we have to learn later the avone and the tesis. What is the longest that the schus tkife gives me a koyach hakdosh? Zogin de achroinim. Aber Rashi is learning not like that. Let me say, I will show you in a second at Klal. Although before you see at Klal. And the first diuk is a shtaker diuk, more from the declaimed diuk. There's no Rashi. There's no Rashi. Why is no Rashi? Are we learning the first suffix? Second shaila is schust kife. Is this enough bailis for Akdosha or not? Where's the Rashi? The Torah says Rashi is learning everything is one sugya. And Rashi speaks it out lehedye and dibur amaschi leoylom eimeloch and amud beis. Rashi says that we're trying to bring a raya from Tokfei Koyen to our sugya. So what is going on here? What is going on here, Lefi Rashi? What is the Holech Yelech, the Pshata sugya Lefi Rashi? The Teretz is like this. Again. We're holding now, we're starting Shitas Rashi and the Sugi. Rashi learns, no. The longest in the Sugi for sure is, if a Tzchus Tkife gives me a Koyach to be Magdish. Same longest we said, everyone in his Nusach. Tzchus Tkife is enough Koyach to be Magdish or not? This is the longest in all of the three cases. By us, Misuse, and Koyen. And I will explain. The Noise is one Noise. Man, it's good. It's one Noise. Schust Kife gives me a Koyach to be Magdish or not? And we'll explain. Rashi learns in Shtayim Oichzim Betalis. Rashi learns in Shtayim Oichzim Betalis. And I was magdishit. Our suffix is, I have a koyach to be magdish or not. And I will explain. Rashi learns, Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, it's momen amutol besofek cholkim. Chaluke machma sofek. Rashi is learning, listen carefully. I have a schus tkife. Why? We learn Lefi Rashi, what happens when the other guy is quiet? It's Medina Yidoas Baal Din, or Medina that became a Muchzik? How are we learning with us Rashi? It's Medina Yidoas Baal Din, or I became a Muchzik? Huh? How are we learning with us Rashi? Shosak v'levasoiv tzavach. Muchzik, right? I became a Muchzik. This was the whole avonah with us Rashi. I became a Muchzik. Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, I became a muhzik. So the Hainu, if the guy will be quiet, I will become a muhzik. Now listen, you have to have, for this line, you have to have a lomda shikot. Only for this line. Now, even if the guy is never quiet, and I never could become a muhzik, but I have that potential that I could become a muhzik or not. If that guy will let me to become a muhzik, I will become a muhzik. So in this chayfetz, I have a pesach koyach or I don't have a koyach? I have a koyach. You're right that if he yells, I look like a gazlan. Well, if I would become a muhzek, I could win the talis, right? So the noise of the sugi is, if that enough koyach that I have, that I could win the talis and become a muhzek, I could become a muhzek, that koyach that I have, that I could become a muhzek, is enough koyach that I could be magdish the talis. That is the suffix. We'll have to explain it more below this. About we're starting from the beginning. Not that the first sugi is a sugi v'idoas baal din. Lefitesis in the first sugi, I don't have no koyches. Yachloiku al ansari, half half. He's moide, he's moide. He's not moide. No. I have a koyach to become a muhzik, if it's shaysik. That koyach potentially is enough for me that I could become a muhzik to give me a koyach to make a maisa akdoshe. Zog the gemore toshma. And this case, Ahumi Suse was also Yachloiku. And there also I have the same potential. I could be Magdishit or not. Exactly the same suffix. Exactly the same suffix. And Shtayim Oichzin. I have a koyach to become a Muchzik. I have a koyach to be Magdish or not. Those are the suffix. Ahumi Suse. Shtayim Oichzin. This is the reason there's no Rashi, there's nothing we want to explain. Toshma, the same case. Tesis is a long case, but there's no Rashi. Because it's not, why be a Rashi? Toshma, Ahumi Suse, two people were holding, one is Magdish, he has a koyach, or he doesn't have a koyach. Bidiyuk otoshela. And if Rashi doesn't believe it's just it's Tzavach or not, it's not again if he yelled or not. If Tesis, Shaila is when he yelled, if it's Oidos Ba'adin or not. Rashi in both sugyas doesn't talk about when the guy is quiet or not. Is one lomdish shaila that koyach tfise is enough to give me a schus to be magdish, or it's not enough to give me a koyach to be magdish? Toshma ma'umi susa. Zog di gemore vayter. Toshma, we bring a raya from koyen. Talk for koyen, ain't moitzi, moisei miyodo. Zog to Rashi. The Kohen has a schus to be toifis. Oh, so what is the raya? Dear, the Kohen has a very strong koyach. He could come and scream and yell and bump and take it. Maybe dear, he has a koyach hakdoshe. By us, the schus is very weak. What is the tzushtum? I'm asking you a kasha. David, I'm asking you a kasha. By us, we had a suffix that potential koyach is enough koyach hakdoshe or not. Misuse, that potential koyach is enough koyach hakdoshe or not. The Gemara goes to bring a raya from Tokfe Koyen. Well, you have a pchoyer, and the aloch is the Isur Gizu Avoida Eschal. The Gemara understands that it's totally in Mom and Koyen, because the Koyen has a kech potential to chap, the Kedusha Eschal. The Gemara says, no, the Kedusha is not totally Habel. May I ask you, what is the Tzushta? Hey, what is the Tzushta? And by us, the Shaila is, if that potential kech to chap is enough kech to be Magdish. The Misuse, that potential koyach to chab is enough koyach to be magdish. By koyen, how much koyach the koyen has? Only the guy is quiet or he has a koyach to chab anyways? What? So what is the tzushtot? Yehuda, what is the tzushtot? The fita, he says, no. Kol the alim, he also had a koyach to chab. The tzushtot was to kol the alim. But if he rashi, the tzushtot is in the same case, yachloiku, right? I only have a koyach if he's quiet to become a muhzik. So our suffix was, that potential koyach is considered enough koyach to be magdish or not? It's enough bailis to give a koyach to make a ma'isa akdoshe, or it's not enough? We have to explain it beyond this. But it's enough or it's not enough? I have a koyach to chap, and then to become a muhzik, I could do a ma'isa akdoshe, I cannot do a ma'isa akdoshe. Misusa was exactly the same case. There's no Rashi and Misusa. What is the raya from Koyen? Dolly, what is the raya from Koyen? I have to answer. Look in Rashi. Look in Rashi. Rashi answers it. Dolly, look in Rashi inside. No. Zogt Rashi and Dibora Maschil the Pneshua Zaymedalit. And Rashi Dibora Maschil, Amoitzi Mechaveiroi. Kosal Kedaitoch. Look in Rashi inside. Kosal Kedaitoch. Im beyad Israel, have a koyen moitzi mechaber lavoraye, veim tok for a koyen, it's a veshosik Israel. Vahod al tzorach. Rashi is learning that if you have a min of the gemore of tok for koyen and moitzim, the koyen doesn't have a koyach techa. Only if the Israel is quiet. I don't understand why the Israel will yell. He doesn't know. What is the pshat in Rashi? The Kohen only has a koyach to chap if the Israel is quiet. He doesn't have a koyach to come with a stick and chap like we talked before. Zog dipnei Yeshua, Rashi l'shitosri. The shtike is not oidu as baldin. is to show me that I look like a muhzik. Rashi learns that besfeges of a koyen, you only can chap and become a muhzik if the guy is quiet, so it doesn't look a meisach tife. If it looks a meisach tife, tfisa doesn't help besfeges. We'll have to explain it. But lefi Rashi, everything is one. Dahainu. Lefi Rashi, three of the sugyas are the same suffix. I have a suskife, meaning I can grab it. If you will let me to become a muhzik, I could become a muhzik. It's enough to be magdish or not. So come, we'll make a seder advon. The pshot of the gemore. Lefi teisves, yachloiku, I don't have a right to grab, never. I, the sugi before, if you're quiet, you do as baldin. This doesn't give me rights. So in the first sugi, it's only a suffix if you do as baldin. So what is the tzad that I could be magdish? Medina, you do as baldin, first teisves. Next sugi is a new sugi. I have a right to grab, mitzat kol de'ali. Talk for coin, I have a right to grab, mitzat tfizu besfeikas. Frank the Gemara, that koyach to grab, could give me a koyach to be magdish or not? That koyach to grab, could give me a koyach to be magdish or not? Does he the suffix from the Gemara? That is the suffix of the Gemara. No shachis to the sugi by us. Why? And here's the word. Because by us is no koyach to grab. It's yachloiku b'teras vaday. Rashi learns our sugya, I have a koyach to become a muhzik if you will keep quiet. So I have that koyach. Misusa is exactly the same case. Yachloiku, I have a koyach to, if you will keep quiet, to become a muhzik. And by koyan also, zok Rashi, the Prishua says why? That the koyan doesn't have a right to grab stuff. If you will keep quiet, I could become a muhzik. Klerz de Gemore, that koyach is enough koyach to be magdish or not? So again, the holoch yelech of the sugi on mutbeis misusa and koyan is, if that koyach and potential is enough reason to give me a koyach to be magdish or not. Avad, maybe in Rashi we'll explain it in one way, and in the Rishonim and Teis in different ways. Oh, but this is the holoch yelech of the sugi. Now, lefi Rashi, now we're learning already what was the pshat in Amud Aleph. If we started the sugya, was no Rashi, not in the first case, if Imtim Zeloimar, no second case, Rashi learns everything kipshutoi. Val, I have a koyach to take if the shayle, if I could be magdish or not. We'll have to explain the aside of the shayle. Oh, but it's one shayle in three cases. In three cases, it's one shayle. Lefiteisvis, it's two different cases. The first case is, I don't have, and I'm explaining why, I don't have a koyach. I shtike helps, but you don't ask Baldin, it's not called a koyach. You know, you could give me the present. But I don't have a koyach. The suffix in Hegdish, if the first shayla is, if it's also you don't ask Baldin, it got me the Hegdish. Then you have the two second shaylas. A koyach to make chatife from Kol De'alim. A koyach to make chatife from Kol De'alim. A koyach to make chatife from Koyen, it's enough koyach to make a Maisa Akdosha or not? You're right, but the Koyen, he doesn't have to make the Maisa Akdosha. It's Chal Me'elov. But does he be'etzem the Tzus of the Shmaisa? Now, I just, ich bet, I can, over again and again, the Tzus of the Shmaisa lefi Teisves, the Tzus of the Shmaisa lefi Rashi, about every Shita will have to explain. But does the Aleph, basically the Tzus.